Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have again with you, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be bringing you to some audio videos today, as do we have a guest on, confronting school principals to their faces. This also includes superintendents, okay? So if you get the audio, that's great. If you get the visual and the audio, that's a little bit better, but we're going to make it work, because we're always going to point you back as to where you can catch these videos and these audios concerning what's going on in America today. Friends, I'll just give you a little salt, put a little salt on your tongue here. What we have is we have schools that are making students with masks put a star on the front of their masks. I kid you negative. So our guest, my friend Sherry from the state of Minnesota, is going to jump on with me in about 8 minutes and share with you as to what's going on here in the state of Minnesota. We've seen this in California. We've seen suggestions come from said representatives across the United States of America. And I'm going to show you some pictures along with this just to show you the comparables of, again, going back to history and the history that's being repeated today, friends, because apparently Americans haven't learned from it yet. I'm going to show you some pictures from the past and bring you to the present and show you how identical they are and how similar they are in so many different ways. Before we get to that, I also want to play some video for you. I can't play the audio. I'll give you the narration as the video rolls out. It's only a 40-second video, but it is our United States military. Now, again, the illusion coming from the propagandists is that everybody's getting their vaccinations. As I've continuously told you, Americans, they're giving a confusing message, Daniel 9:7, put it up against that, by design, to confuse the people into believing that everybody's going along. But what I continuously do is cross-check what they say, when they say it, and then bring that information to you. Last week, they told us that 100 million people were vaccinated. I said, there's no way. I said, they've lost the narrative a long time ago. That's why they're kicking the can down the road, because they want to continuously forge more control over their said subjects, those that comply with their illegal measures. And if it was true, they wouldn't have to continuously remind the American people of how this virus is killing everybody off. And the only thing that's going to save our lives is if we take one of their vaccinations. Well, the opposite is true. And friends, from the beginning to the very present, it's been perpetuated and predicated on nothing short of fraud. Okay, and we have continuously proven that here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I'm going to take you to the U.S. military, and you're going to see with your eyes, and I will narrate to those that are listening in 143 cities across the country, even today, as well as broadcasting into 53 countries, as to how you are being told and what it is that you're being told concerning the numbers of vaccinated people is just untrue. Because, again, what they do is they want to give the implication that everybody wants to get it or has gotten it. Remember, it started out with 100 million last week. And then on Saturday, I shared with you the CDC. They said 66 million. And then the very next day, they said 77 million. Okay? There's no truth in these people, John 8:44. And I'm here again to tear down their lies. That's what we do here. here, friends. We tell the truth, and we shame the devil every step of the way. Now, before I get to that, I have to kind of tee this up as quick as I possibly can. Go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you can go ahead and book us. That tells you who we are, what it is that we do, and what it is that we've been doing. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the top front page there on the left side. You can go ahead and click onto that and join us on social media platforms. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. You get 10 to 15 articles over there every day combating the lies found in the mainstream media. You can also go to the right side of the page, and when you go to the right side of the page, you will find social media platforms as well on the right side, both Tim's show in the morning and my show in the afternoon, along with those articles. Along with those social media platforms, click onto them and join us again on social media platforms. You can join us on a live feed. If you want to call in, you can do that too. That number just happens to be 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period, end of story. Nothing more to talk about. No debate, no diplomatic measures to be taken to gut the pith and marrow of our God-given rights. Our rights come from God, and if we want to remain a free people, 1 Timothy 6:12 comes to my aid, we must fight the good fight of faith. Now, without further ado, I want you to see this, and I'll do my best to narrate this through, but I also want you to understand, friends, what I'm going to play for you right now is a bunch of military men randomly being asked the question, have you been vaccinated? Now, I can't play the audio because the expletives that they use here, Ephesians 4:29, and I'm just not going to air that. But again, it only goes to show you, friends, how the mainstream media is on the fringe right now trying to push more fear on the people in this country to get a vaccination. Why? Because they don't have the numbers. They don't have the people getting vaccinated that they so desire to have. And the fact of the matter is, friends, again, we see the truth here and we expose the lie here. And that is, again, our job. So I want you to just go ahead and check this out. It's one individual in the military randomly being asked, have you been vaccinated yet? He mocks the question and then he uses an expletive. He says, blank no. Then another individual is asked randomly, have you been vaccinated? He turns around and looks at him and swears at him and says, absolutely not. Another guy's asked the same question, nope. Another one's asked the question, he shakes his head, no. A bunch of military men are asked the question, have you been vaccinated? They shake their heads, no. Folks, another guy in a truck is asked the question, then another guy taking a drink, and then another guy coming out of the door. A girl being asked the question in the military as well, have you been vaccinated? Absolutely not. Using expletives, friends. Using expletives. Okay? Absolutely not. What is it that the guys in the military know that we don't know, friends? They must be getting the same information that we're getting, but it's interesting how these politicians, these corrupt, criminal, dictator wannabes on a global basis, they don't seem to have the same access to the information that we have and that our military has. But again, I'm only here to prove the point, friends. Not everybody's getting vaccinated the way that they want you to believe that they have been getting vaccinated. We're going to come right back on the other side of sonsoflibertyradio.com with my friend Sherry, who took the time to confront a principal, superintendent, and she's going to share that experience with you in just a moment. We'll be right back on the other side. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. If you want to go online, check us out. Jump on social media platforms, please do. That is SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also check us out on Before It's News. We're on the front page over there even now to join us on social media platforms. Again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Now, listen, I'm going to pull up my friend Sherry from an area that I was just at a couple weeks ago. I did an event with her over in Faribault, Minnesota, and she just received some emails from, I believe, a superintendent or a principal, and I want her to share with you as to what she's dealing with in this particular area. So without further ado, Sherry, are you there, my little friend?
Yes, I am.
I totally appreciate you jumping on with such short notice. I got some pictures, so as you talk, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show people that are on social media platforms as to what's going on here. If you want to go ahead and share with our listeners, please go ahead and share with them concerning the emails that were distributed from this said principal of this local high school.
Yeah, so he is the superintendent of the high school. And so when I saw these emails come up, it just really alerted me, the fact that they weren't fact-based. They were fake news. And so he put out the original email that really set the tone for me was, once again, we have seen violence in our country with the apparent connection to racism. And this email was pertaining to the Atlanta, where the man shot the 8 people in the massage parlors there.
Okay.
And the police, I had just watched it on TV, the police said it had nothing to do with racism. In fact, it had to do with his sex addiction. So the fact that the superintendent of our entire school district was talking about a case that isn't even our state, that doesn't even pertain to our school or to our district, and with false facts that weren't true, was really disturbing to me. So I responded to him with an email, which he then invited me in to have a meeting with him. And then I also looked up some emails from him from our past emails and one from the school board, which also pertained to George Floyd. Again, you know, it said the tragic death of George Floyd had reminded our nation once again of the stain of systemic racism placed on our society. Again, none of these police that were charged with George Floyd's death had anything to do with racism. Neither did the anti-Asian one. Nothing to do with racism.
Yep.
Then his next email was, "We recognize the continued agony and anger present in our black community with, and deep pain caused with another death connected to law enforcement." So just lumping law enforcement as a whole, not an individual.
Yep.
And so these emails just really woke me up to what's going on in our school district. And so, why is the superintendent of our school district even talking about these subjects that have nothing to do with school?
Exactly, because they're being used to indoctrinate the kids across the country. Now, folks, just for a heads up here, Sherry's husband, his name is Rob, he did a lot of sound for us across the country. We did about 364 public high schools, and over and over and over again, what we were doing in public schools was combating the indoctrination that's going on from them that just say that they're doing the jobs, from superintendents to principals, and the list goes on. I mean, you know as well as I do, Sherry, what the problem is because we see these superintendents, these principals in these schools, and these teachers saying that they're just doing their job when, in fact, they're not doing their job. Matter of fact, I even had a principal in Wisconsin say to me in particular with a chuckle behind his statement. He said, well, you know, whatever they throw on us, we just throw it to the kids. I said, are you doing your job? He said, listen, every 3 to 7 years, the science and the history books are being changed. He goes, we just give them whatever they give to us. So we see where this is coming from, but these teachers and superintendents and principals, we need to remember, are not doing their job. If they were doing their job, they would stand up against those that are feeding the young people the indoctrination. But here we go again. The media doesn't even have to spread or drive the wedge of division between people because now we're seeing the teachers and the principals and, again, the superintendents doing just this. How did you respond to this superintendent, Sherry? I'm curious.
Well, I asked him if he was, you know, why he was putting these emails out that were off the mainstream media. I asked him if he worked for the press. Is he part of the press? I asked him if he worked for the police department. Is he privy to information about these Asian killings that the rest of the nation is not privy to? You know, his response was no. He said he took full responsibility for his emails.
Yep.
And I asked him why he felt it necessary that he's talking about these topics. I asked him if we had an anti-Asian problem in our community. He responded no. You know, I asked him what concerning the police. You know, I said, so who do you call in an emergency? Who does the school district call if there was an active shooter? He said, well, we have a wonderful relationship with our police. The fact is that a parent whose husband is a police officer emailed and thanked me for speaking to him because they don't feel that way.
That's right. Yep. They want to give the impression that everything's good and we're the best of friends and they're in total agreement
right.
with us. They're unspokens. They're innuendos. Yep, I totally get it. Okay, so we understand that the teachers are now doing what the media's been doing for a long time, and that's to wedge a division in between the people. And we all know that this is derived from Jesus when he said, a house divided against itself will not stand. It will fall, Mark 3:25. And that's how they're trying to garner more control over the people on a global basis. And namely here in the state of Minnesota and the United States of America. And quite frankly, I, as a preacher, I have to say Jesus came in to save our souls, not our skin. And all nations are one blood, so there is no division. God created us the way that he wants us to be created. And the only ones that are actually using this method of browbeating are those that are Marxists, those that are playing along with the system that are actually digging a hole that they themselves are going to fall into. Now, if I can go ahead and jump to the next topic, because I got you for four more minutes, Sherry. And by the way, you're doing a fantastic job, kiddo. You got it. What about the mask wearing with the star on it? I'm just kind of curious how that all came about.
So that's from the local elementary school, and that was sent to me by my friend whose child actually attends there. He forgot his mask and was given that mask to put on, and it's a huge yellow star.
Yep.
And the first thing that came to her mind was, you know, the Jews in Nazi Germany. They were outcast, right? And they were had to wear the star to symbolize who they were. Well, he was the kid that showed up at school with no mask. And I'm not saying that the school district, that that was their purpose of that. I'm just saying how that's what came to her mind when she saw that that's what her kid came home in.
Okay. Well, it does. I mean, I'm showing it to the people on social media right now. It does isolate the student. There's no question about it. Now, when you confronted the superintendent about this, what was the response?
He looked genuinely shocked. He said that that was not the intention. He claims to be a history buff, and he should have made the correlation to that, and that it was disturbing to him, is what he said, and he needed to further investigate this and how that would maybe make the community feel.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty obvious, and if he was a history buff, I don't think it would take him. Well, you know, like I said to you earlier on the telephone before we had this conversation on the airwaves here, well, if he had shut his television off, the correlation wouldn't really be hard to bring about. I mean, if you watch Schindler's List, just going back even to the late 90s, we can see exactly how it was played out, and it's exactly what we see happening here. And by the way, friends, this particular incident is not the first time we've heard this. We've heard this being introduced by politicians across the United States of America. Now, I'm talking about one or two, but I am highlighting that squeaky wheel for the very purpose of understanding that we have these sorts of people that are willing to let history repeat itself in the present, and the answer to that is us standing up against it. So I got one more question for Sherry here, friends. Sherry, you're a mom, okay? And what would you say to other moms and dads out there that have their kids into public schools right now as to, well, maybe how you would respond to it or what you would share with them concerning the fact that they need to be aware of what's going on and don't just take it for face value as to what their teachers, superintendents, or principals have to say?
Yeah, you have to read your emails. You have to see what they're posting. You have to see what's going on at school. You need to be aware of what they're teaching your kids at school. And you have to show up and you have to speak up. There's no longer the days of being silent, because they're bringing a lot of really bad things into the school, and they're voicing their own opinions and not sharing both sides of the story with these kids. And to show up at your school board meetings and send in emails, send in your complaints, and go and speak with the teachers and speak with the principals and superintendents.
Well, it's the least we can do. So, Sherry, I just want to tell you thank you for your courage, kiddo, and I really, truly mean that. Thank you for jumping on with such short notice. And again, friends, what do we have here? We have a concerned mom paying attention to what's going on in her school. This one in particular is a lioness, let me tell you, and she took it right to the source, and she confronted the source as to what was going on in her public schools. That's how you put a stop to what's going on there. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back on the other side. We're going to continue on confronting principals, and I'm going to give you a couple examples by what we had to deal with in public schools with video and audio. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day two of deliberations continue as jurors decide the fate of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Chauvin accused of killing George Floyd last May. He's charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. The White House again calling for peaceful protests after the verdict is reached in the Derek Chauvin trial in Minneapolis, regardless of the outcome of the trial.
Our focus, as we are working with state and local authorities, is on providing the space for peaceful protest, regardless of what the outcome of the verdict is.
That's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Not getting enough sleep during the middle age years may put a person at higher risk for dementia. A study published today in the journal Nature Communications found people who didn't get enough sleep in their 50s and 60s may be more likely to develop dementia later. USA Radio News. An audit of the 2020 election taking place in one state.
The Arizona Senate will begin a major audit of the 2020 presidential election next week, with results likely to be ready by mid-May. What's odd about this, the Maricopa County's Board of Supervisors refused to cooperate, and it took the Arizona Senate 2.5 months to win a court battle to uphold their right under law to ensure election integrity. The Arizona Senate has hired 4 companies to audit the election results in Arizona. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Lawmakers are sparring over efforts in Republican-led states to change election laws.
This is a full-fledged assault on voting rights, unlike anything we have seen since the era of Jim Crow.
During a Senate hearing, that's Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock from Georgia. Meanwhile, Utah Representative Burgess Owens not liking the Democrats' reference to Jim Crow.
It's disgusting and offensive to compare the actual voter suppression and violence of that era that we grew up in.
USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Okay, so what we're going to do, thank you again, Sherry. We totally appreciate your time. We're talking about confronting principals. We're talking about going after them for what they're doing unlawfully in public schools. These are just like police officers. These are just like a responsible capacity across the United States of America, in particular public schools, where they like to sit back and say that they're just doing their job too. They're not just doing their job. What they're doing is they're advocating what the mainstream media is dumping out on the people, in particular public schools in this country. And I, for one, am sick and tired of it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and show you some audio here. And this is actually me in Kabul, Missouri. And with that said, I got kicked out of a public school for exposing abortion. But what I want you to pay attention to in particular, and again, I'll give you my narration. This is, by the way, taken from a documentary called My War, which aired on national television for 42 weeks, concerning what we've done in public schools across the country. And what this is, friends, I want you to pay attention to the fact that it completely backfired. And I want you to look at the response when it backfires to the students, and I want you to look at the response of those teacher faculties as well as we play this out. Check this out, friends.
It has been said that has the highest crystal methane rate in the country. This administration's activities this day seriously messed up. The students, most awesome as usual. This is one of those videos where less is better. I'll commentate where need be, but I'll let the video do most of the talking for me. Here again, I'm teaching the kids who we are as a people. I'm teaching them the Constitution of the United States. You know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In this particular assembly, I am showing the youth a mother was having an operation where the baby actually reaches out and grabs the doctor's finger during the operation. This principal apparently did not like the preservation of life. He walks out in the middle of my assembly and says,
if anybody's not comfortable with what you're hearing, you do have the opportunity to not hear it.
Incredible.
If you don't like what you're hearing. Okay?
He didn't want the young people to see that there was an option to abortion.
That we have come so far in this country to not listen to what used to be law in this country, which still is law in this country.
700 students in front of me.
Signs of this country that got our Constitution show you what we're supposed to get told. So I'm showing you. Once he sees no one leaves, this makes him even more mad. So he comes back in and stops the assembly.
He stops the assembly. Now pay attention. The students line up.
I appreciate you guys staying for your homework. The students thanking me and then telling me that they were sorry for the actions of their principal. Thank you. Awesome. Go home and tell your mom, all right? Thank you, man. Appreciate it. See you guys. Yeah. Thanks for staying, you guys. Appreciate it.
Now, this is what you call backfiring. This is the young people looking for leadership, and their principal failed to give it to them. Now, listen to the teacher faculty. See, they didn't want you to know. The mainstream media would paint me out to be a monster, yet the students will not leave me alone. They're asking me questions over and over and over again. What do we do? What do we do? We know what they're doing in public schools is wrong, and what they're indoctrinating us with is completely wrong. If you're watching social media platforms right now, friends, you're looking at a coach that sheepishly took me behind a wall and told me never to stop doing what I'm doing. The principal brings in an armed guard to remove the students. But just wait, I'm not done with the principal yet. They're trying to get the students out. Just, I've never seen a greater coward in all of my life.
Matter of fact, if I had a station set up across the street, I'd set up. Just to prove my point, but three-quarters of your school came up and thanked me. Well, you pulled them up because of one or two people.
Yes.
That's pretty spineless. You don't stand for something.
Why are you here? Why are you here?
Look at this dope.
Are you here for a message?
Yeah.
And the principal's trying to justify it.
What does that have? I don't care.
Oh, nothing to do with it.
No.
Acting like a little 15-year-old kid.
No, it's not about money.
Little did this principal know that we are out raising money to pay for what he did not. Yeah, I understand that, but I'm trying to see how you justify that.
Because I'm
from the Constitution.
Because I'll take care of that separately.
Yes.
Folks, we didn't stop here, just for the record. We didn't let him have his way. We took it to him.
Wow. Okay, you stop.
Okay, time out.
Listen to this.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I'm trying to be as respectful as I possibly can be. He said there was three people that left out of 700. Okay.
Bottom line is, I think it's a money thing.
No, if we did it for money,
take your money back. I'll give you money back.
No.
Are you honest?
Yes.
Will you write that down right now?
He's like a little kid. You got these little kids, these little men indoctrinating your students, and then once you begin to educate them, this is what I get to deal with. And he's saying it's an issue of money. Folks, we're in the middle of Missouri. We got 30 people on a bus. What he paid us for that assembly probably didn't even cover the gas. When in fact we have to raise the money to do public schools, for the record, because of all the federal budget cuts. I've never, when I look at this guy, I'm telling you, friends. He's an unreasonable, irrational coward, is what he is.
I'm not here to disrespect the principal,
But we just disrespected 600 kids.
But that's okay. The principal's fine.
You know, he's playing the victim.
About the principal, he's fine with that. He's okay. I'm the principal. I'm okay with whatever you think about me, however you find. I'm okay with that.
I'm trying to understand. I'm not.
But I am spineless, and I'm okay with that. Okay? Thank you.
He's playing the victim.
After we loaded up our gear and vacated the premises, we went to get something to eat. And while we were walking into
check this out, friends.
We were approached
the event totally turns.
Who had heard what happened in the school. They had told us that the youth...
The students rallied around after the assembly program, asked us to come back to a local church that night. The church was packed. The parents came, the state reps came, and I had the opportunity to speak directly to them about what, in fact, did happen during that assembly today, during that public school assembly. And I shared with them that the principal did not want the young people knowing what abortion really was. And the principal, somehow or another, believed that he had the approbation of the school when three students left, he said. That's not what happened. There's actually one student that left. The point is being made that he's strained at the gnat while he's swallowing the big, big camel. See? Look at all the kids are looking for leadership, friends. That's all they're looking for.
You guys need to do it. I can't do it for you. They kicked me out. See, they helped me move everything in, but they gave me the boot on the way out.
America, it's time to take back our schools.
So I wanted to show you, friends, how we've done it in the past and how we've done it in the present and how we're going to continuously do it. You have to take it to the enemy's grounds. You have to go inside of the enemy's camp and confront him there. You cannot sit there and wait for somebody to do for you what only God has ordained you to do. And folks, I'm telling you what, the young people in particular completely respond in the most awesome fashion because they see someone that's willing to actually stand up and love on them in the truth. Okay? And we got to, again, we got to get back to understanding how we deal with our enemy. Hey, friends, let me say it this way. Your enemies know how to do it. And just think about this. They're breaking the law in the process of doing it. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. They're not asking for permission to transgress or to violate law. They're doing it at will because they know that the good people, as they call themselves in this country, will sit back and give them a pass to go ahead and do what they want, when they want, and how they want. Well, if you want your freedoms, you got to take their game and shove it right back down their throats. And that's exactly what we have done every step of the way. And because of it, the Lord didn't give us one. He didn't give us five. He didn't give us 10. He didn't give us 100. He gave us 364 public schools in 25 different states. And again, let me reiterate the point. We are not asking the devil for permission to obey God in any sense of the word. What I want to do before the end of the show today is I'd like to bring about one more video, audio. I'll narrate once again. But it was another school that I did in Arkansas. The last one was in Kabul, Missouri. This one is in Lincoln, Arkansas. And I was just merely teaching the young people. There were 700 students in this school as well, where I was merely teaching them the U.S. Constitution. And during about 20 minutes into it, all of a sudden I looked behind all the students and I seen this little chubby, waddly dude walking down towards the front where I was. And he stopped the assembly and I'm thinking to myself, what is this guy doing? Now, friends, what we're talking about is confronting principals. We're confronting the powers that are tolerated in public schools, those useful idiots that are selling our kids out, right, through indoctrination, and these teachers and principals and superintendents. All the well know what they're doing, friends. And they say, they have the audacity to say that they're just doing their job when they're not just doing their job. Now, let me go back to this. The next one's in Lincoln, Arkansas, again, where I was sharing the U.S. Constitution. And when I was teaching the U.S. Constitution, again, this guy stops. And I'll tell you this much, putting a little salt on your tongue before this next hard break. What's interesting to note is when I was doing this assembly program, I was told the problem that they had with me was during a sound check when we were playing Christian rap metal, that the Christian principal just left her Bible study and she came into school to hear us playing Christian music. She had a problem with what we were doing in that public school. Hey, folks, we've never lost the right. The only thing we're doing is fighting to maintain our rights. We're not forfeiting them. We're fighting for them. Again, 1 Timothy 6:12. Going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparra, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay, well, you know, some might say, well, this just isn't good radio. Again, friends, because I'm playing audio video, I got to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully, especially if you're in radio, especially if you are on television. You know what? People are sick and tired of this circular reasoning. They're tired of political talk. They're tired of Mark 8:15. Jesus told us to beware of it. It's a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. There's never resolve brought about. It's just an entertainment value equated to grilling and people arguing and combating. I mean, you listen to the conservatives of the day. What do? They ask a conservative what their opinion is, a law abider, and then that same conservative outlet... We don't care what their opinion is. The fact of the matter is, again, if the right was doing the right all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And furthermore, you know what? All of you good people listening to me, you've all heard Edmund Burke say, you know what? Evil prevails because good men do nothing. I'm here to tell you that's the furthest thing from the truth. What do you mean, Brad? I'm telling you right now, good men do not allow... Now, over to that, through exhibition, through showing you how it's done, so people can also understand that I'm not behind the microphone playing the paper tiger by writing hard articles telling people what they should do, but not practicing what I preach. I'm not behind the microphone telling you what you should do. Friends, preachers must practice what they preach. And the bottom line is I have no business telling anybody what they should do unless I've done it first. And I got to tell you, after 23 years of ministry, I have never one time asked for someone to do for me what others are unwilling to do. Never. I'm sorry. I've never asked anybody to do for me what I'm unwilling to do. I've always led the way. And the Bible's clear when it tells us, and I believe it's Mark 4:19, that if you follow me, I'll cause you to become fishers of men. And I want to tell you what, friends, we have literally reached millions upon millions upon millions of people over the last 23 years. Because like King David, when the Lord said to King David, ask of me and I shall give unto thee thy heathen as thine inheritance in the uttermost parts of the earth, I believe it. Same thing with Luke 10. Jesus said not to say that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers, folks, and we're raising our hands saying, Lord, send us, and he gives us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity without fail. And you really don't have to look all that hard, friends, but I'll tell you what, I don't want to be a do-gooder. I want to be led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. So let me again take you over to Lincoln, Nebraska, since I've set that record straight, and I want you to check this out. And I'll do my best to narrate as we go along. And again, notice how it backfires on the teacher faculty. Now, when kids come up to me and say, what are we supposed to do? I'm not telling the kids to rebel against the teachers. I'm not telling them to rebel against the system. I'm telling them to get educated before they do anything, because I don't want them to act in an irrational fashion the way that these older people have taught them to act, right? Luke 7:35, wisdom is justified by her children. Nope, I tell them to slow their roll, get educated, and then stand up against it, okay? Because again, what much of is taking place in public schools today is completely unconstitutional, again, rendering it what? Yep. Null and void. It's criminal activity going on by the federal government, who is in fact violating the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Let's go ahead and go to Lincoln, Arkansas real quick. Check this out.
Superintendent said, we didn't get what we bargained for. Accusation. Dean used inflammatory examples. A large movie screen for visual aids and appeared to be building towards an anti-government and an anti-school climax. They said about...
I don't know what happened there.
They said about...
Okay, we're just going to go ahead. I'm just going to keep playing this out regardless. And what's happening here now, friends, is the superintendent walking in. And he stops the assembly in front of all the students, again, for me teaching the Constitution. If you look behind her or him, there's a lady there, and she's basically the one that just got back from her Bible study, and she didn't like the fact that we were playing Christian music in her school. With that said, when they came outside, the principal said, listen, I need to go outside and talk to Bradley really quick. He said he wants time to go look through the screens. He goes outside. Going back to the point and bringing closure to that point, you have the unqualified setting the narrative, and the qualified are being censored. And the American people are just acting like everything is the norm today. Can you believe it? What does judgment look like? Oh, my goodness, friends, just look right in front of you. Okay, so here it is. This is The Guardian. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. That's how they started off, okay? But U.S. health workers and the vaccine hesitancy raises alarms. Wow. Isn't that crazy? We're told just in L.A. County alone, 40% of the frontline workers, this is probably much higher than that, by the way, are refusing COVID-19 inoculation. Experts warn that the understanding and persuasion are needed. Susan, a critical care nurse based in Alaska, has been exposed to COVID-19 multiple times and has watched scores of people die from the illness. That's what they're taught to label it regardless. We've already highlighted that several times. But she did not want to get the vaccination when she learned it would soon be available. She said, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I have every vaccine known to man. My flu shot, I always sign up right there, October 1. Jab me, said Susan, who didn't want to give her last name for fear of retaliation. Wow. Isn't that crazy? What happened to free speech? For this one, why do I have to be a guinea pig? Okay. The two authorized vaccines made by Moderna and Pfizer Biotech are safe, according to leading experts. Folks, we're not finding that to be true. I want you to understand, friends, there's over 400 adverse side effects to vaccinations. These have not been tested properly in any sense of the word. Again, so you know the facts. Because these propagandists, they just jump over those facts, don't they? They strain at that gnat and they swallow the big camel. And you know how these people, these useful idiots, are going to have to learn? They're going to have to get their vaccination and find out the truth of the matter. Matter of fact, we should line up all these politicians that are trying to push them on you, and we should get the doctors of our choice to inoculate them right in front of our faces. Because what we're finding, friends, is many of them, the needles are gone, the plungers are down. They're not being vaccinated. It's nothing more than a show for the American people to believe and people on a global basis to believe that they're actually being vaccinated. No, they're not. No, they're not. Do your research. It's not hard to find that you're being, friends, deceived at every given turn by these same people. Now, in ending, I want to say this. If all of this that we've covered sporadically concerning the coronavirus, concerning vaccinations, and the list goes on, of their fraudulent activities that they've been exposed for, friends. I mean, how many times do these people need to be busted before the people figure it out? What, 10 and a bell goes off or what? If what they are selling you is the truth, then why have they had to come up with the study at Yale University to manipulate people into taking the vaccination? Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'm going to post this right now on my social media platforms. They've lost the coronavirus narrative. This is why they're coming in through totalitarian methods. This is why they're coming in to censor more people now. Why, if it's so genuine and sincere and real, then why do they have to have Yale University to manipulate people into taking the vaccination? Go ahead on social media platforms. The article will be right there. Watch the videos.
It's a tall old tree and a strong old tree.
We truly and sincerely love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in about 23 hours here. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do, not what we say so much. See ya.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.